I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
They have every resource to make every move that they need to win a championship. They're just unwilling to do so as of late. It puts the Yankee fan in an opinion position to say, get rid of Judge, which sounds asinine. And to me, it is asinine, but I can understand why fans feel that way.
Brandon Tierney.
When you look at what Zach was supposed to be versus what he looks like now, and then you incorporate the guy who might be a superstar. I know that sounds crazy, but the early flashes are favorable. It is. This is craziness, really.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, 10:02 on The Fan. What's happening? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Brian Cashman agreeing to a 42-year contract extension. Brian Cashman is around forever. It ain't going anywhere, Tink.
You told me the obvious this morning, which
I mean, pardon me, 44 years, I'm sorry.
You told me the obvious this morning, which was the length of contract of Brian Cashman, extension 4 years, which when it's all said and done, means he will have been the New York Yankees general manager for 29 seasons.
Yeah.
29 seasons.
That's crazy.
At the helm of the New York Yankees. Now, there have been some championships, but it hasn't been one since 2009. And to me, my big takeaway after seeing this news yesterday was, okay, great for Cashman, but where the hell is the Aaron Judge conversation? It's almost tone deaf for the Yankees to start championing a guy who most Yankee fans could do with or without. He's there or not. Really, it's what he does. And what he needs to do right now is find a way to sign Aaron Judge. So why announce Cashman's deal before you even have deep conversations with Aaron Judge? I mean, maybe it's a precursor to it, but to me, the focus of the Yankees should and needs to be Aaron Judge. Now, maybe that gets done today. BT and I have been speculating all week that this could happen sooner rather than later. This thing is not going to get pushed into January.
No.
This thing is going to get done as soon as possible, and you got to believe that the offers are going to start coming heavy and hard, and the question will be, does Aaron Judge trust now the forever general manager for the New York Yankees to actually do right by him and respect him for the star that he is?
Well, that's why the Yankees and, you know, wherever Judge goes, he's got to get this thing done quickly, which is what really has fueled me and you to come to this determination. It's going to either happen today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now suddenly, all right, Verlander's off the board. Trey Turner's off the board. I mean, by the way, Yankees, why did you even make a cursory call to Trey Turner? Did the Mets even make a call?
I doubt it.
Jeez.
I doubt it.
I think that you're right.
The way that this thing happens, so I mean, we heard speculation for a couple of weeks.
About the East Coast and the Phillies.
About the Phillies.
Yeah.
And then as soon as the winter meetings start happening, all right, done. Done deal. 11 years. By the way, he's 29 years old.
11 years.
He's 29 years old. We're talking about Aaron Judge not living up to play till he's 38.
I know.
Trey Turner.
Whose game is built on speed, by the way. I mean, does this push it to 10, 11 years for Aaron Judge?
I mean, doesn't it have to?
No, it doesn't have to. No.
Aaron Judge is a specimen of a human being.
And
I know he
had
some injury concerns, but we've sloughed those off as kind of freakish. I'm not worried about the length of Aaron Judge. Especially if you're throwing out 11-year, $300 million deal to Trey Turner.
That's moronic, though. And an 11-year deal to Aaron Judge would be utterly moronic.
But it's the market. See, the market is changing. Remember we've talked about how Aaron Judge is kind of at this forefront of changing this stagnant, you know, top-end AAV or length of deal for players that are past 30. I mean, Trey Turner started it. So there's a precedent that's already been set right now.
Listen, that's
and if you're Aaron Judge's camp,
yeah,
you better be asking for 10 years
100%.
Now.
I mean, wow, that's ludicrous speed at this point. You know, these are very, very uncomfortable hours and days for the Yankees. They have put themselves in really the most unenviable position that you could be in, where the greatest asset in the entire sport right now you don't control any of the negotiations. He's got every ounce of leverage. Apparently, he's headed to San Diego today. Yankees apparently don't know why, which is, you know, not good. Not that it means anything for sure, but it certainly, I don't think that it would embolden the Yankees to think that that he's going to sign with them today. I think they got to be sweating a lot. You know, the Yankees, the Giants continue to express confidence that they feel good about this, that the conversations and that when they showed him and when they met last week in San Francisco, that it, they left a great impression. They want to sign another outfielder. You know, I'll tell you, this is either going to be an incredible offseason or an awful offseason for the Yankees, because this needs to be laid out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if Aaron Judge, there's really three things that can happen. Aaron Judge signs with the Yankees, and the Yankees, based on their recent ways of spending or lack thereof in terms of what I think we all want, they've spent money, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
They do not go out and either secure or even really pursue anybody to add to Judge. That's one situation. Nobody would be thrilled with that. Another situation is he bounces, and we'd all be pissed at that,
yep,
unless there's this incredible pivot, which I think would happen. But again, you can't make people sign contracts. So there is a possibility that Aaron Judge goes to the Giants or the Dodgers or some other outlier team that is laying in the weeds right now, and they whiff on Rodon, and they don't make a move for Correa. They whiff on Bogarts, who right now seems to be connected to Arizona. You know, Benintendi goes to the Mets. Nimmo goes to the Rockies. Like, that is possible. But then there's also the other possibility of Judge staying here, Rodon coming here, and then the Yankees bringing an outfielder. It's really it is uncertain times.
It is,
for the Yankees and their fans.
Well, it's really uncertain because this Aaron Judge thing doesn't feel like it's close to getting done with the Yankees. Now, we know he's going to start getting offers because that's what happens this week. You've heard it all week long, or going into the last week, that the winter meetings are when these deals start happening. And we saw it happen start yesterday, right? The Verlander deal, then the Trey Turner deal. I think there was another one as well, another signing. But we know that this is when the top end starts to sign, and there hasn't been a lot of noise. I know there was an initial offer, even if it was very tepid, to Aaron Judge from the Yankees. But it doesn't.
You're talking about the one that was described as the neighborhood of $300
yes.
million 8 years or so?
Yeah, which probably.
You think that's a tepid offer?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think it's a fair offer. And we know what fair offers get you with Aaron Judge, especially after 62 home runs and coming off an MVP season. It's going to get you a see you next year playing for another team, right? So the Yankees need to come correct. And I don't think that they did. Especially when I look at Trey Turner, who's got a $300 million deal that he just signed. So there is a hierarchy of stars in sports. This is all sports. You get it in football. You get it in basketball. It just is what it is. Aaron Judge is at the top of that hierarchy right now, and he's not being treated that way by the Yankees, who are more concerned about signing Brian Cashman, you know, into perpetuity than they are about signing the star players who are going to help them win games.
Boy, I read the comments when the Yankees put that out on Twitter. I mean, you knew what was coming.
Of course you
knew. It's like when Woody Johnson was putting out the uniform tweets when the Jets were winless or last year. It's like, you just got to read the room a little bit better. So, all right, I think what we wrestle with, and to an extent, you know, Met fans certainly went through this with DeGrom, but, you know, we want to satisfy the now. There's not a Yankee fan around that doesn't want Judge back. But I think there's also a percentage of Yankee fans who have a real limit, you know, with Judge because of the lack of belief that they're going to do whatever it takes to keep going. And, you know, now I'm actually starting to think that, and I did think it when I saw the Turner deal, but now I'm really thinking it. Like, can this possibly push to 10? Like, you really think that's possible?
The reason you do it is because it gives you a lower AAV, right? Because think
how
about
how much lower, though?
Well, I mean, Trey Turner's AAV is under 30. He's $27 million.
Yeah, but I mean, Trey Turner just hit 62 bombs.
I hear you. But at the same time, like as a player, you want obviously the cash, like the cold hard cash. But the length of your deal to take you out till you're basically retiring is also valuable. Look at DeGrom's deal. I mean, Jacob DeGrom wanted a 5-year deal. I think the years were more important than the AAV to him, and he ended up getting kind of both. But he didn't get close to Max Scherzer. I mean, $6 million short of Max Scherzer, and then the Mets turn right around and give Justin Verlander $43 million.
Mm-hmm.
So DeGrom cared more about the length than he did about the AAV number. The question is, what does Judge care most about? Is it the length to take him out to 40 when he's going to be playing DH for 2 years and, you know, doing what Giancarlo Stanton does every year? Or is it, I want the cash. I want as much cash as I want in a short amount of time.
Why can't it be both? See, I think he's so uniquely positioned, much more so than DeGrom. I mean, much more so than DeGrom.
Of course he is.
And much more so than Turner.
Of course he is. But I don't know what's most important to him. Is it the length? Is it to take him till he's 40? Or is it to be the highest paid player and position player in the history of Major League Baseball?
Well, I think you have to also throw this in. I think this guy is really motivated to win. I really do. I think that he's looking for the trifecta. Length, AAV, and a team that's going to give him a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, you know, unless the Giants just go bonkers, how do they surround him with a team that's going to win?
Well, maybe it's not the Giants. Maybe it's like the Rangers or somebody. Well, they don't have the money to spend at this point. I mean, maybe they do.
Could
I don't
it be
know.
The Dodgers? I guess, sure. I guess
definitely could
possible.
Be the Dodgers. Bellinger's out, and you know there's room.
I know there is.
And you have Mookie there already. There's a lot of money in that outfield.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for some star players now. But if you win championships and you're doubling them up and or even tripling them up or creating a new dynasty, it's worth it. But it's baseball, and it's never guaranteed.
This could be a very painful day, like yesterday for Met fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going back to Friday, pardon me, but or a euphoric day. I don't know, man. I mean, Teague, I've gone back and forth. From day one, I've always been steadfast. He was never going to the Mets. That was like a fun conversation over the summer, and I get it. You know, Stevie Cohen, the big pockets. He hadn't signed yet. Why not? They need a big bat. In addition to Alonso, some people thought he'd be in play for the Mets. I never believed that. The Red Sox never made sense. I don't think the Dodgers jump in. I always thought it was a two-team race. I really did. And I always thought he would wind up here. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I don't know. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. I mean, there are a couple of different ways this thing's going to go. Yanks are either getting Judge and not a whole lot more. Yanks are getting Judge and they're going to break the bank like they did back in 2009. Or the Yankees are going to whiff on Judge and then they're going to whiff on everybody else and we're going to just go crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Judge is most important right now. And, you know, we know where Yankee fans are as far as, at least we think we know. Some of them are hell-bent. Some of will say, yeah, okay, if he goes, it's all right. But
what do you think? Let me get you on the record here. What do you think the majority of Yankee fans think in terms of, listen, of course
I
Yankee
want
fans want him back.
I want Judge.
But do they want him back at any expense?
I think most Yankee fans are saying, and this is what it has to be this way.
Go ahead.
I want Aaron Judge back at any cost.
I disagree.
Now,
this is not always the great representation, but what I've seen, what I've interacted with on social media, I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I don't. I'm seeing a lot of 7-8 years, and again, 7 years is ridiculous. You know, years take it, you know, like his
just,
age. I'm just telling you what's out there.
But that's just counting the Yankees' money. That's just saying I'm going to be the auditor for the Yankees' pocketbook. Right?
Well, really the auditor of themselves, because I think that Yankee fans are basing that, those who believe that, who subscribe to that, are basing that opinion on the fact that they don't have this great conviction that the Yankees will do the other things necessary to win. Mm. And that's the thing. I mean, it's still about winning a championship, right?
Should be.
It's got to be, even though it's been a while. All right, 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We'll get to the comments from Robert Saleh, who spoke more about the quarterback situation yesterday, the Judge stuff right now, the other free agent stuff. It just feels like it's today. It feels like it's tomorrow. Hell, it could be during our show, like Verlander yesterday. So we're all over. Tiki and Tierney right here on the Fan. All right, 1022, what's happening? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show. Hope everybody's doing well. 877-337-6666 is our number. Judge, front and center. I mean, bottom line is this. I mean, the Yankees could not butcher this any more than they have. They came short with the initial offer. They foolishly divulged the details on opening day, which pissed them off further. They nickel and dimed them during arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got, you know, they're just hoping, they're waiting, they're reacting rather than controlling. And that's not good. That's not good.
It's terrible. Especially if they end up losing him and don't have a plan B.
Let me tell you something. If they lose him, I mean, Brian Cashman has already lost a ton for the last couple of years now, a ton of support and belief in the court of public opinion. And it's gone from going back a couple of years ago, that's probably time for change, to, yeah, there's almost like anger because of the Hicks stuff and the Gallo stuff and some other things that really bother us. If Judge bolts, and here we are just talking about, you know, Cashman's four-year extension, and there is not this meaningful pivot, he is going to be crushed.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of sympathy for the negativity that comes his way. Trust me.
What's your honest gut?
I think Aaron Judge wants to stay here. I think he is going to sign here, but I'm not confident the Yankees are going to do the right thing. I think he wants to be here. I'm not confident the Yankees are going to do right by him.
You know,
and if they don't, and I don't know what this initial offer was. I believe that there was some sort of initial
like 285 million dollars,
whatever it
that
is,
around.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yep.
If it's not like revised and shown respect that he deserves, he's not. The Grom thing is going to happen. He's going to go get a humongous offer from somebody else.
I don't know whoever
it is. And he's not even going to give the Yankees a chance.
Well, Cashman intimated that last night. He basically said that, you know, the Yankees have not been or have not received any sort of assurance that they will have a chance at the final offer, which is one thing that I always thought that they would have in their back pocket. So even at the end of the day, I always thought that even with all the sloppiness, you know, and the unprofessionalism with certain things, I think the way the Yankees treated Judge with a few things here along the way, really going back to the divulging of the details, that bothered him, that bothered everybody, made him look bad.
And
he received boos on opening day, which was so unfair to the guy.
And the explanation that, yeah, we told him.
He was going to get out anyway.
Let John Heyman report that. Exactly.
He's not going to get pissed at Heyman. He might get pissed at you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I'll tell you, the statement that you just made really says a lot. Mm-hmm. You just said you don't know if the Yankees will actually do the right thing.
I'm not confident.
I hear you. Neither am I fully. But think about the gravity of that statement.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about, you know, and this is not a shot. We're not talking about the Wilpon Mets.
No.
We're talking about the Yankees.
I know it.
With the biggest star in the sporting galaxy. Now, your instincts might be right. Now, they could be wrong, but the fact that we even throw that out there, and I can't say that that's a ludicrous take, because I don't think that it is, tells you
all you need to
that's
know.
That's not good.
That's all you need to know about the state of the Yankees
yes,
right now.
Yes, Teak. All right, let's get to your call, see what you guys think. Rob's up in Westchester. Rob is on the Fan, Teaky and Tierney. What's happening, Robbie?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your guys' show. It's the best.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, bud. What's happening?
So what you guys just said is exactly where I'm going with this. Like, at what point is Judge being detrimental to himself? So what I mean by that is, if you're going to make Judge the offer, and he's going to be the face of the franchise, and you're assuming he's going to get the captainship, he should have a say in the pieces that are being put in place, so you should be making moves to build a championship together. And that's where I feel like we're missing out on moves that could be being made while he makes his decision.
It's not the NBA, Rob. I hear you, and on some level...
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It doesn't happen like that in baseball.
Yeah,
it just doesn't.
Because the owners have so much control.
It just doesn't, it's not run that way.
Yeah, and the GMs, they just have so much control. It's like they decide. It's not, hey, who do you want to play with? If we could build the ideal team, LeBron James, who would you want? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me go get Kevin Love, right? Go get whoever, right? A bunch of his boys that he brought to that team.
Oh, Bosh, to go back to Miami.
Well, I'm talking about when he went to Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland was more, Miami was more, appreciate your call, Rob. Like, hey, let's all do this together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when he came back to Cleveland, it was like, this is what I want. I want J.R. Smith. I want Kevin Love. I want whoever. A bunch of guys. I can't remember that team anymore. But that was basketball. baseball doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't, and it never will. And, you know, listen, I think if Rob would have framed it this way.
Even though it does feel like the Phillies are operating that way. Just saying. Sorry, Met fans.
Yeah, that's going to be a beast of a division. Met, you better get that bat, man. Mm-hmm. I've been telling you all year, you need a bat, Met fans, and you know that. Hopefully the Mets know that. But I think if Rob would have framed it more along the lines of not consulting with who Judge wants, but more, if the Yankees don't act quickly, nobody else will be left to bring to help out Judge, whether it's Rodon, whether it's Correa, whether it's Bogarts, whether it's Benintendi, whether it's Swanson, which I don't think that's even a remote possibility for the Yankees, Swanson, whether it's Nimmo, if you miss on Benintendi, whatever. That's where it gets dicey. Dave is up in the Bronx. Tiki and Tierney, what's happening, Dave?
Hey, guys. I'm just another, lifelong Yankee fan that thinks they should do whatever it takes to sign Judge. I can't imagine him going to another team. There's no salary cap. They make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Sign the guy, move on. I mean, build a team around him. I just don't get why.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's even talk of him going somewhere. If he goes a la DeGrom, so be it. But and real quick, guys, I'm going to hang up after this point, but I don't know if you guys heard this morning. They were kind of busting your chops on the morning show because you guys had a little tiff yesterday about the soccer when Tiki was watching a little soccer. But, hey, Brandon, it's a new age. You know, it's not just the old school sports. It's soccer these days.
Hey, people listen, Dave. Here's what you Dave.
I know it's your show, but let the guy live.
Hey, listen, Dave. Listen, you can.
He's a giant.
You can structure your radio show the way you want to. Yeah, no, I got you, man. And by the way, I saw Boomer and Gio today. They're like, yeah, let Tiki have it. Mm. Hey, listen, we're talking Verlander. I don't give a rat's ass who's playing Croatia.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's the United States, I'll give you a little latitude. Do not waste my time. When we're talking about Verlander and you start, going into your soccer trance, that's just the way it's got to be.
Croatian goalie, Dominik Livakovic.
Fantastic.
Was unbelievable.
Awesome.
Now, part of it was because the Japanese spot takers, the penalty kicks, they were lazy. They were just kind of like, let me just dribble this in there. He stopped three of them.
Good for him.
They had four shots. He stopped three of them.
Wow.
It's unprecedented.
Amazing.
Was
it the United States?
Was it
the United States?
It was not the United
States.
Then I don't
care.
They got knocked out over the weekend.
It's not a hyperbole. It was incredible.
It was incredible.
Okay.
That doesn't happen. And if you appreciate soccer like I do,
yeah,
you can't help but react to it.
You know what I find more
incredible? You know what it was? It was
the Cy Young winner signing with the Mets in real time during our show. That's more interesting to me.
You remember?
It's just me.
You remember when Adrian Peterson needed like 50 or something yards to break 2,000. You remember that season?
I remember what he got. I don't remember the exact run. I think it was a long run, actually.
It was.
Right? Yeah.
It was.
Vaguely,
they were playing Green Bay, I think.
All right, that's football.
So, but
that's more important than this.
I don't care about the Vikings. I don't care about the Green Bay Packers. But seeing Adrian Peterson eclipse 2,000 was just damn cool.
Hey, listen, Boomer and Gio knew which side to jump on. They knew what the deal was.
But they don't know
soccer.
They
know the deal.
They'd rather talk about
hockey.
They
know Verlander.
They'd rather talk about hockey.
No, Gio. Gio, are you kidding me? Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
Soccer is a sport. It's coming,
okay,
man.
Fantastic.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
And if you watched Brazil yesterday.
Okay, geez. Rich, stop. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. Rich, what's going on, buddy? How are you, Richie? What?
I'm all righty. How you doing, BT?
I'm all right. Save me from this soccer drivel.
What's
all right,
up, Rich?
Let's talk a little New York Yankees, all right?
Yes.
First and foremost, you guys know I've been touting it. 50-year fan ever since 5 years old, going to games with my grandfather. Lived through it, the whole tirades and everything. The Bronx Zoo, Yankees yesterday, and down outright embarrassed themselves. Trey Turner signs, and then you get Verlander that signs. But the Yankees PR, we got Cashman.
That's true.
All right. Isn't that crazy?
Just think about that. Look, everybody else is announcing these amazing things that are making their team better. We're like, hey, we got Cashman. He's going to be here for 30 years when it's
30.
All said and done.
30.
Like when you said that, BT, when you came in this morning, it just felt it.
It's, 30.
It doesn't make sense.
Let me put it in perspective. Rich, think about this, and obviously, Teak. So, you know, 30, we just throw years around like, well, you know, 25 years, 30 years. But look at it this way. Imagine, go back to the year 1950. I would take 1950, and now fast forward to the year 1980.
Yeah.
And think about how different and all the changes in those three decades. Now, I'm not saying that you can't evolve and that people can't get better and adapt and all that stuff, but, I mean, 1950, you had Lucy and Ricky sleeping in different beds. Now you got Menage a Trois on TV. I mean, what
there
are you kidding? It is a different – how does he get a 30-year run?
It doesn't make sense.
What did he do to deserve it?
And especially if he ends up losing Judge. Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, he can't. He can't
Thank
lose
you, Rich.
Judge.
Appreciate the call,
Rich,
dude.
I mean.
By the way, Dove has been here for 35 years.
Well, that's why he's Dove.
Dovey.
Dovey got that bank, right? Yeah.
Bank.
Employee of the quarter. Employee of the quarter.
The scratch. He got that little bonus in his direct deposit. We know what that's about, though. But
love it,
I see you, pal. Steve's in Bayside, Queens on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Stevie.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Let me take issue with a couple of things you guys said. First of all, you said that Judge might be a DH when he's 38. Well, look at Giancarlo Stanton. You might not have to wait that long. Two very similar body types.
No, disagree. That's very different.
Disagree.
Judge is not stiff. Giancarlo Stanton, he can't even swing like a normal pitcher. Now, he crushes it. I don't know how he makes contact, but whatever. You just look at his swing.
Tiki's right, Steve. Judge is fluid.
Yes.
And Stanton is robotic and mechanical. Very big difference.
Both strong as hell.
And they're both very large guys that you don't have a lot of historical comps for.
No,
of
you
guys
don't.
Playing that age.
That's fair. That's fair. But Judge looks like he's a specimen.
But he's more like Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've talked about this.
That's the upside. Yeah, that would be the upside.
Okay.
Anyway, and then the other thing I totally disagree with about saying it's tone deaf to announce Cashman now. No, it's the exact opposite. You have to announce Cashman now.
Why?
Because think about if you lose Judge and then you announce Cashman's coming back, then you would be tone deaf. And by the way, the Yankees, the fact that they announced Cashman before the Judge decision might tell you that they're a little more worried about Judge than they're letting
on. Hold on a sec, Steve. Now, I don't know, for some Yankee fans, thanks for the call there, buddy. Appreciate it. I don't know that there was a perfect time to announce Cashman coming back at all for a lot of Yankee fans.
Well,
but I'll
tell
you this.
We all knew he was coming back.
Exactly.
So they should have done it when they had that stupid press conference, whenever it was.
With Boone and Cash.
Yeah.
That's where I was going. A month ago.
Why not?
I don't know.
Seriously, because you knew he's working. He said, I'm assuming I'm getting paid, even though I don't have a contract. So clearly he was going to come back.
I was going to say the same exact thing.
So do it
because then it would have blended into the woodwork, get on with the business of the winter, and whether or not Judge bolts, the immediacy of Cashman getting a 4-year extension, which a lot of Yankee fans don't want, it's diluted.
Yeah.
The anger is diluted because it was a month ago if you announced the signing. It's just ridiculous PR optics.
What we're discounting here is that Brian Cashman probably played hardball with Hal. And he wanted the fourth year.
On what grounds?
He wanted the fourth year. What if, for whatever reason? Because what is Hal doing if Cash leaves?
Well, Hal, you be Cashman, and I'm going to be Hal.
Okay.
All right, so 3 years. You're going to take it or leave it? No,
but, you know, I've been here for a long time. I've done some really good things.
Yeah, I've won since 2009. Three years, and there's the door.
But I've started to build. Look what I'm saddled with.
Yeah, we lost again to the Astros.
You guys let Derek Jeter fleece me with this Giancarlo Stanton deal. I'm stuck, so I can only do what I could do.
Hey, Cash, let's talk to you, buddy.
I need 4 years.
Cash, reality check, bud.
I'm retiring and going elsewhere if you don't give me 4 years.
Have a good trip. We'll see you.
Okay, then now, you're as Hal, stop.
Okay. My dad loves you. We gave you a chance, but maybe it's time to move on.
What the hell is Hal doing? If Brian Cashman says, I'm out, what is he doing? Who is the general manager if Cash would have said, see ya? Cash had Hal by the
like Judge has. Like Judge has Cashman by the short ones.
And he's squeezing him. Yeah. So he had to do it. But he should have announced it a little while ago. It just sounds stupid. After Verlander signs with the Mets and Trey Turner signs with the Phillies, hey, we got Brian Cashman.
Yeah.
Why don't we as Yankee fans care?
After you set offensive records for futility in the playoffs, both series against the Guardians and the Astros, you get swept. You know, oh my goodness. It was like a funeral.
Yeah.
I was at game three. I was at a morgue
Rizzo. Thank God he found Rizzo. Because without Rizzo, all of those additions or count to nothing. Nothing.
And then it's a 4-year extension, not even like a 2+. Well, 4. Like I said to start the show, Brian Cashman agrees to a 42-year contract extension. He's going to be here forever. He's gonna outlive all of us. God bless him. All right, 10:44. It is the Tiki and Tierney Show. What's happening? What's good? What's going on? 877-337-6666. Is our number. We got Julian Love coming up at 11:30. Got my number of love for you. Giants trying to get that win off the tie.
BT, do you know who Julian Sitch is?
Oh, jeez. I don't know who Julian Sitch is. Where are you taking me now?
You know, so we just got crap. I did. For talking soccer. Did you just hear Boomer Sports Minute?
No. The Sports Minutes are the most meaningless things on the station. I don't listen to any, including my own.
Boomer and Gio are giving me crap for talking about World Cup soccer.
Okay.
He just did a Sports Minute on Julian Sitch, who I know because Rondé's daughter goes to the University of Chicago.
Great,
and he told me about
school.
This.
I know
great
that. The
academic
Flames,
school.
I believe, might be their
but
Julian's their nickname.
Maroons.
Maybe.
Oh. Julian Sitch just became the first female woman to win a men's NCAA soccer tournament. She
Fantastic.
Was the coach. So I'm getting crap for talking about the World Cup.
Okay.
Just briefly.
Wait.
And he's doing a sports minute on soccer.
Wait. Are you actually missing the biggest difference between those two?
No.
Okay. Boomer's Sports Minute runs during a commercial spot break.
Yes.
You were entranced with this game that I don't even know. Japan and was it?
Croatia.
When the Verlander news was breaking.
The Verlander news had already been broken.
It
had already been broken.
Hey.
They're talking there, but they were taking a knock at soccer. Soccer is a growing sport. It's a big deal.
Congratulations, Julia. Why don't you move to England and do a soccer podcast?
I would love to move to England.
If you love it that much.
I would love
what do you want me to say?
I would love to move to England. I don't think I'd move to Liverpool, whom I'm a fan of. I think I'd stay in London proper.
Jeez, you and the soccer. How many times I have to say, I respect it. I watched every United States game. I know it's growing. But come on, dude. Julian Love, 11:30. Is that what triggered when I said Julian Love? You came up, Julian. What's her name again? Stinch?
Julia Sitch.
It's an amazing accomplishment, all kidding aside. I'd never heard of her until, because I don't listen to the Sports Minutes. They're useless. They really are. I don't care how well they're written. They're just, they do nothing. All in at noon. And Guy Thing, Not a Guy Thing, coming up at 12:40 here on Tiki and Tierney. Jeez, 877-337-6666. I'm going to have to start cutting wires on this damn TV so you can't watch this. Let's go to Mike and Nutley. What's happening, Mikey? How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
I just got a point to make. What you guys are saying is makes a lot of sense about Judge. But you think the Yankees would have re-signed Cashman thinking that he screwed up that whole Judge thing?
I think Cashman's got a deal for life with Hal Steinbrenner. That's what I think.
I think Hal doesn't have an option. There's not another option for Hal Steinbrenner. Yeah, I don't know how entrenched he is in the – you know, the not the front office, but you know what I mean? Like the community of potential G. I don't know how deep he is into it.
Mm-hmm. I would guess not very, because he's never had to jump into the pool.
Yeah.
It's been Cashman since.
Who's he been interviewing? Like, who's on his radar? Right. So I just think he's not stuck with Cashman, because in theory he could just go hire a search firm and get it and find it that way, or get advice from somebody else in the industry. But I just think he doesn't have anything else to do. And so when there's no alternative, you stick with what you know. That's what I think. That's why I think he signed. I don't think it had anything to do with messing up the Judge thing, because I know they've messed up the Judge thing. I know for a fact Judge and his camp had pissed off at Cashman from the beginning of last season. And so I just don't think Hal's an option. Seriously.
My thought was just that the fact that they signed Cashman was a good sign that they get him back. If they don't get him back...
You mean they'll get Judge back?
If they don't get Judge back, they might as well both just move out of town.
Well, Mike, I think I really don't set yourself up for the ultimate disappointment here. Do not read into the Cashman sign. That doesn't mean Judge isn't coming back, but by no means do not connect the two. Listen, and the thing about Hal too.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's not synonymous. We signed Judge. We signed Cashman. Therefore, we're definitely going to sign Judge.
There's no chance that they're connected. No. I think that when you look at Hal, the Hal Cashman dynamic. First of all, as much as we get on Cashman and some of us lament the 4-year extension, you do have to be fair to the man and point out a high degree of competency throughout his entire tenure.
Of course.
I know, but I just want to make sure that we say that because we have to be fair.
Well,
I mean, his resume is that of a Hall of Fame executive.
And you've said that many times, and you're not
many
wrong.
Times.
You're right about that.
But it's also the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cashman is competent, because the Yankees still make money, because the Yankees are still in the mix, at least, you know, on the periphery of the championship conversation, there's no real need to overhaul things. Now, if there were a couple of 81-win seasons, if these prospects flame out, if Judge bounces, if the stadium's half empty, if the revenue stream gets crushed on Yes and here on WFAN, and all those other things that are connected to the success of the Yankees monetarily, that might at some point force Hal to go out and do something that takes a lot of work, interviewing people and finding people who can do the job. But he's not motivated to do that because they're still making money.
Yeah.
Tony's in Stanford, and they're still competitive. Tony, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Tone?
Hey, guys. Big fan.
Thank you, man.
Simple question. Is Judge worth more than Verlander a year?
Yes. Is Judge worth more 100%. Than Verlander?
100%.
Is Judge worth more yearly than Verlander?
100%. It's not even debatable. And I'll tell you why.
Right,
because, think about this. If Verlander, I think he made 28 starts a year ago. Mm-hmm. Let's give it even 30 this year, right?
30.
And let's say 15 are in Queens and 15 are on the road. I know it could be whatever, but let's say 15, make it even numbers. That's a nice surge 15 times at the gate at Citi Field because he's obviously on the hill, same with Scherzer, same with DeGrom, the list could be. And same with Matt Harvey, et cetera. Now, Aaron Judge is playing, and he's going to sit a few, but theoretically 81 home games. No doubt he's worth more.
So he's worth more. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's just my opinion, but
you're,
do you agree with that,
but
though?
Of course he is. Yeah, of course he is.
His name is Tony.
I know.
Soccer stuff has me all rattled. Soccer. Hey, Dolph, how many times? How long did you work with Joe and Evan?
A lot of years.
Can you give me a number?
Was it 12? I don't know.
Okay. In 12 years, how many times did they talk about soccer?
Probably World Cup mentioned a couple of times.
Which one? The men or women?
Well,
knowing Joe, it's probably, when Brandel Chastain ripped up her shirt. That's probably the thing that lured Joe in.
It may have been Evan brought up, too.
It had to be the women.
It is possible.
Because, first of all, the men weren't in it the last World Cup.
We didn't even qualify.
No.
They would say that.
It's possible.
There's no way they even talked about them not qualifying.
There's no chance.
There's no chance they talked about the men not qualifying because it would have happened in CONCACAF. It would have happened way before. They wouldn't even mention it because they weren't even a conversation around the World Cup.
It is possible that you've talked more soccer in the last week than they did in a decade plus.
You're right.
No, seriously.
You're right.
And I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But
thanks to my friends at Magners, Irish Cider.
Is this where you do your 2-minute read here?
No, I don't. That's later.
Let me get
that. It's a long ass read, dude.
Well, you certainly make it longer than you need to. Pat's if it's a good read, though. Pat's in Bell Harbor. Pat, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
My favorite lady outside, of course, my wife, my mom, and my sister, and a few other women in my life, my mother in law. How is my favorite Pat out in Bell Harbor?
What's up, Pat?
I love Pat.
I'm wonderful, but I like was. so discouraged. I've been trying to get through to you for over a month.
Wow.
I haven't been able to get through. You guys are like the your popularity is just killing me.
No, you know what it is? It's the Jets and the Giants. It's making the big talking points. And now the Yankees and the Mets.
Pat, here's what really happened. We haven't paid our phone bill here. So before we came to WFAN, there were like five lines. Now there's only one. So that's why it feels like we're popular. We're not. Trust me.
Well, I miss you guys so much.
Likewise, Pat.
You're the best, Pat.
Hope you
What's
had a great,
on,
great
sweetheart?
Thanksgiving and everything else.
I did. I have a lot to be thankful for, including having enjoyed so much last year's baseball season for both the Mets and Yankees. You know, even though things didn't end up quite the way we had hoped, it was still just so enjoyable to have both teams playing so well at the same time.
Now, Pat, if I recall, the dynamic in Pat's household, Pat is obviously a devout Met fan, and I believe your husband, if I recollect correctly, is a fervent Yankee fan.
Big-time Yankee fan.
That's right. It's to the spice, Pat.
So is he nervous right now, Pat?
He's been very nervous. And that's one of the things I'm hoping that this all just gets settled. Not just because, I feel bad for the Yankee fans. You never want to be messing around with a generational player like that. You just want it done.
Yeah, keep him here. It's not even a debate.
But, no, it's not even a debate. So I don't know why it's taken a year. And, you know, the other thing is I feel like until they settle that, there's a lot of other pieces that kind of need to get put in place.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Both the Yankees and the Mets as well. But you know, specifically for the Yankees, there's other pieces that need to get shuffled around. And if we're just also focused on Judge right now, we need to be able to think about other things that could be done to improve.
Pat, here's what I'm going to do for you, Pat. Teague, I'm going to put you on the spot, but I know that you can get this done.
Yep.
Pat, here's what I'm going to do for your husband, all right?
Yep.
Aaron Judge signs with the Yankees, all right? I can't divulge who, but trust me when I tell you, Tiki is incredibly close to somebody who is incredibly close to Aaron Judge. So when I tell you we know what's going on, we know what's going on. If Aaron Judge re-signs, I am going to have Tiki get a signed Yankee, an Aaron Judge photograph and personalize it to your husband. What's your husband's name?
Barry.
Tiki, can you make that happen, buddy?
I can make that happen.
Done.
Oh, awesome.
You write his name because I don't have a pen.
I got it, Barry. All right, we have a deal there, Pat? We have a deal?
We got a deal. We got deals, you and me, that's for sure.
I love it.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the things that is on my Thanksgiving list that I'm so thankful for is for the two of you.
Oh, well, thank you, Pat.
The two of you have three qualities that are in very short supply in this world today, and especially in the media world. One is you're honest. Two is that you're really respectful. And three is that you are smart. You're beyond knowledgeable. You're knowledgeable in your domain, but you're also smart about the world.
But you left off the most important one. We're both incredibly good-looking as well, Pat.
Yeah, that's because we're bald and we don't have to worry about our hair and things like that. Pat, we thank you so much.
Sweetie.
We got to run up against the break.
Thank you, Pat.
Go get
him.
Appreciate you.
I hope I don't have to wait another month and a half to get 30.
When Judge signs, call with your husband.
We have to get you a more direct communication, Pat. God bless you. You know what I love? And by the way, here we are getting ready for Christmas. And she's still reciting what she's thankful for from Thanksgiving.
Cool.
That is one awesome, sweet
I think the last
woman.
Time we talked to her was right
Love
after
her.
The season ended. Baseball season ended.
So, Barry, I wrote his name down. If and when Judge signs with the New York
That's
Yankees,
happening.
We'll take care of that.
It
we'll get that happen. To Pat out in Bell Harbor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.